Hello, AfterBuzz and Project Runway superfans! We are breaking down Season 15, Episode 8, Urban Jungle. Lots of drama went on in last night's episode, and we're all starting to get down and all dirty and all the details right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Well, hello, Michelle Uberes, and home. I can't even talk this morning. And AfterBuzz TV Project Runway super fans, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
I'm feeling very good as well because I only got up about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Because I was I've been working on my visa for the US.
Well, you look fabulous for 20 minutes of.
Well, thank you. I think I was telling you before as a joke. I was like, unfortunately, the bags under my eyes this morning are not Chanel.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's okay. That's nothing.
No, you look good.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, we're matching. We're cohesive today. Yeah. I like it. So, welcome to another episode. I'm Dan Babic, and you can find me on the tweet at Dan Babic with an underscore after Babic, and on Instagram at Dan Babic. Michelle, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest, and my website is michelleuberest.com.
And I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, Michelle, this morning.
Oh, okay.
Because I do not like when you say Twitter. It is the tweet.
Oh, okay then.
So you have to say you can find me on there. Tweet. That's much nicer. We like that.
Honestly, I don't use Twitter that much, so it's weird. I find it weird. Yeah. You know, I like that you can kind of chat with fans and, like, talk to people one-on-one, but I find the characters really limiting, and I just find it weird. I feel like on Facebook you can, and Instagram, you can have an entire conversation.
Totally, yeah. I was actually the same as you until I started at the AfterBuzz and started to do the hosting thing. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a hunk of shit. But now I get tweets. I get so excited when I get a tweet because it's not as common, you know, because
you get the
Instagram likes, you get the Facebook messages. But when I get a tweet, I get so excited. So tweet away. Give us the live tweets because we love it.
I love the live tweets.
Live,
I do.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of talk and it's a faster, I think it's a faster way to communicate.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of funny as well. I actually, just getting off topic a little bit, I actually like the mean tweets at me because it's so funny because they can only say so much because it's only, you know, like 120 characters. So it's just like, we don't like you because you have a curl in your hair. Like, die, cut off your curl. Or like,
what? They don't like the curl, really?
Yeah, no, like you just get like the most ridiculous things.
Sounds jealous.
Yeah, I remember how to go back to where you came from. I was like, that's a little bit racist.
Are you joking me?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that was with the Vanderpump Rules after show. So they're a little bit more intense, those fans. But we like our fans at Project Runway.
Right.
They've got a bit more style, a bit more class.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you think of today's episode? Well, last night's episode.
I was excited. I love streetwear.
Yeah, same.
So I think this was pretty cool. And they actually went on a mini vacation, okay? Normally on Project Runway, when you do like a party or whatever, it's like very quick and you know it's a challenge. But they actually flew them to Florida. So they must have got at least a couple hours off, and they get to go to the Universal Orlando Resort, which is pretty cool. So.
I know. I thought that was all because I always put Oprah into everything. It doesn't matter what.
You do.
I just try to. So I love that whole like you're going to Florida. To me, I'm sold on the episode because I just love that. So I think it's also good for them because as you know, having been on the show. It's so exhausting, and to just have a bit of a mental break and to get out of the same workroom and the same, you know, monotony of every single day, I think it's nice.
Yeah, and I think it's really good that the show kind of recognized that, hey, if we give them even just a little break, they might come up with better stuff.
Yeah, because I think there's nothing, you know, like when you, then you can look at things with the fresh eyes and a better perspective.
Well, yeah, and you're going to look at better designs and, you know. They're going to be able to come up with better ideas and work a lot more efficiently, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I even, like, sometimes I know in past seasons, the other designers have made fun of certain designers who take a moment to go and meditate.
But I think it's super important.
I think it helps, because it is funny because, you know, there's 2 hours left on the challenge and everyone's going nuts and then you've got someone going kumbaya in the corner. But, like, it actually does help.
Yeah, I think you have to have a strategy going into each challenge. And actually think and be thoughtful about your design, your fabrication, how this is going to, you know, get you a win. Instead of, I feel like the people that don't do well are kind of just like, I don't know, I had an idea and I just kind of sketched it and I don't know what I'm doing. And that's fine. Sometimes designers have, that's their process. But for most designers, I don't think it works.
Because like sometimes you do have to plan in a sense. Like if you don't plan, then you're planning to fail, as they say sometimes.
We see all this kind of stuff on the runway that's not applicable to the challenge. It's not attractive. It's not a fashion forward. So, you know... And it doesn't look good on the runway, like it's all black or whatever. And so I think even to just take like half an hour and think through all of this stuff, it might take you half an hour, but then you can work smarter and you have a plan. You're not like doing a whole dress and Tim comes in and you're like scrapping it. Like you're wasting hours, 8 hours, you know. So take that half an hour. I think they talked about it on the show too. Yeah. You have to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and you know, if you're going to pass out, then you're going to lose time then. So you may as well eat.
Yeah. And I'm like, sometimes I don't even know when I'm working away and doing creative little projects. I'm just like, I'm an eater. I love food.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's so annoying having to go to the bathroom and having to eat. I was like, can I just get rid of this for today? Yeah. But it does help your mental and you know, state of mind and
all
that.
I think so too. Yeah.
So who was it kind of impressing you in working in the challenge? And who were you rooting for?
In the workroom?
Yeah, yeah.
I liked the idea that Aaron was kind of doing this embroidery thing, and I think the technique looked really expensive.
Yeah, I'm a bit... This is going to sound horrible. When someone's always the best, I just want to knock them down. I think it's the Australian in me. We have got the tall poppy syndrome. Like, I feel like she's definitely on a level above everyone else, and I'm just a bit... I'm a bit fucking over it, to be honest. I'm over Erin. Ah, Erin, it's always great every week.
But I think we talked about that last week. She kind of fell from grace. And I think it's because she's not maybe taking it as seriously. Of course she's taking it seriously. But, like, you go in, you get a couple wins, and you're oh, this is going to be easier than I thought. No, you have to continually keep stepping it up. And I think as, you know, each week goes by, you lose another person. And I think some of the designers were talking about it in the lounge on the show. You know, it feels like empty. All of a sudden, there's like half the room is gone, and you just start to realize like the competition's getting harder each challenge. So you can't just skate through.
No, when you get rid of the dud, you're like, oh, that's easy. You know, because you look around, you're like, oh, okay, there's about 5 duds here. Fine. But I'm like, you know, when someone like Alex goes, he was actually supposed to come to the studio today, but unfortunately he couldn't make it in. So we'll hopefully book him for another time. Mm-hmm. When someone like that goes, I feel like all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, gotta step up my game.
And anything, I mean, all it takes is one misstep. So you can't just take anything for granted.
Totally. And they always say in the fashion industry, rooster one day, feather duster the next. Right. You're either, you know, and it's so true. You can be on top 1 minute and then you can be on the bottom the next. And I know because my mum, that's why how I got into fashion is my mum was a fashion buyer and she worked for all the major department stores buying in Australia. And that's what she'd always say. Is if 1 week she would have the top sales in Australia and then the next week she would have among the lowest.
Yeah.
And then they're like, your job's at threat. And then, you know, the week before that, she's got a standing ovation. And
you just have to keep hustling. I mean, in any of the creative fields, I feel like if you let your guard down, then that's when you're going to fall. So
absolutely. Oh, there we go. There's a bit of a brutal advice from us. That's how it's going to be. Look at us. We're like all... I'm feeling, because of my urban outfit today, obviously, that I'm feeling a bit more like... a bit New Yorker.
You're a little feisty today. Huh?
Yeah, I've got that. I think it's... I put the leather jacket on, and I'm feeling a bit NY... I'm feeling a bit Williamsburg right now.
Right.
I'm feeling a bit like... you know, I'm quite a skinny guy, but it gives me muscle. You know, make you feel like I've got muscles. So I'm feeling like, yeah, I can take on the world. I've got an East Coast fight. But do you know, let's break down all the designs.
All right.
Let's move straight into it. So I'm starting off just while we're waiting for all the designs to come. Look, there we have. Do you want to describe the first design, Michelle?
All right. This is Brick. And he has these kind of optical illusion pants, which I kind of love. Okay?
Same, I actually do.
And the top is pretty cool as well. He's got a lot of texture going on, which I love.
Yeah.
And he's got kind of like this rubbery maybe plastic fabric, and it's a little bit sheer, but not crazy sheer.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
orange and red. He's got them cut into geometric shapes into kind of a gray textured top.
Yeah.
I really like the top. I just don't like the proportions of the top.
Yeah.
I don't like how it comes. It looks kind of dated that way. I think if he would just crop it at the waist and then let the pants speak for themselves.
Yeah.
It is a lot of crazy patterns going on, but I think it would have worked a lot better that way.
I totally agree with you. And I'm actually, what'd you give it out of 10 quickly, sorry?
I gave it like a 6-7. I'm not sure because I love them and I think, yeah. like, I love the pants and I love the top. I just think that proportion issue, I get his mixture of prints. So I think it was pretty good.
Same. I actually gave it a 6.5.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
And it's so funny because I was, like, it doesn't make sense that all those patterns would work together.
But they do.
And that's what I really like affecting. Like, I love the, I had the Lady Gaga song in my, Lady Gaga song in my head when I was looking at it. Like, the perfect illusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not a singer, so I won't
sing. You always have that song in your head, though.
I think I do. Any time to sing a Lady Gaga song or any type of song, I'll go for it. But yeah, I actually really was impressed because that is, something that I don't have as a, I was about to call myself a visionary, but like that's a little too far. But you know, if I saw those two pieces separately on a,
you wouldn't style it.
I would never think of it, but they actually do go together.
I think
but
so too.
I had the same problem with the proportions of the top,
yeah.
and I think it was very dated, and so that needed some work. And actually, it sounds a little bit funny, but maybe it's just because Miss Clinton. Oh yeah, Miss, you know, always wears that neckline,
mm.
and with her pantsuits.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I don't mind it. I think it looks good, but I don't think she looks.
She's also an older lady, and yeah. she's a politician.
You know, she just turned.
This is streetwear. So,
yeah, this yeah. is streetwear. She's a 69er. She turned 69 yesterday.
Oh really?
HBH wow. Clinton, yes. Because remember, a few weeks ago, I was obsessed with When They Go High.
Yes, you were.
But I'm officially over that. I started annoying myself, so I realised that that's when you know it's not good.
That's pretty hardcore.
But 6.5, but I love a risk. Mm-hmm. I love anyone
yeah.
that is the, will step outside the box and take a risk. So
I think if anything, it should have been in the middle. I definitely don't think the bottom, like this was, no. there were some construction issues, but
course,
as far as
yeah.
mixing the plastic with like this tweed textured fabric, I think that is super hard.
Yeah.
And I think they were focusing more on the little things like the zipper in the back, which everybody's zipper kind of sucks.
Yeah,
so.
I was like, get over it.
Yeah, I was like, what is going
if you
on
zoom, Because I'm a zoomer. I zoom up to all the photos,
yeah.
You know, like, and I want to see everything. So, you know, obviously there was some problems there with how it was made, but not like she shouldn't have been crucified, like
no.
yeah, you got like yeah thrown to the targets. But anyway, let's move on. Who else we got next, Michelle? Let's have a look.
Cornelius.
Ooh, Cornelius.
Yeah, so he kind of has these oversized denim
pants.
They're kind of deconstructed with this yellow halter top, and I liked when he was in mood and he's like, yellow! And I was like, great!
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, when I saw it on the runway. Okay, so it's like, not only was it not well constructed, just the whole outfit looks dated to me. It looks like something I would wear in the 90s, for sure. You know?
Oh,
and
I hate it.
It's just not new. I feel like, okay, I get where he was going. The yellow was a good idea and he wanted this oversized pant.
I
think the pant... There were a lot of cool details in it, but just didn't it was it didn't it wasn't successful. And I think this is definitely not his style, so maybe that's where he was tripping up. But I gave it a 3. I just didn't.
Oh, it's funny.
Think
I
there was much redeeming about it.
Oh, we're on the same page so far
okay.
this week with 3 as well. I just didn't understand it. I think
right.
the pants kind of reminded me of like a 2002.
Like hip hop dancer.
Hip hop dancer,
yeah.
yeah. And when everyone was like Eminem was big and
yeah.
all the guys. I remember there was this brand called Dada, which was just, it was just hideous. And it was all you could only get it at select places. And it was all, you know, the Chinese knockoff plate and the pants.
Right.
And it's funny when I look at something like that, I can't even critique it. Cause I just want to, I go, blah. I just think vomit.
I didn't think it was, I mean, I've seen stuff that I would be like, that's ugly. I don't think it's like ugly. I just think it's old and it's not.
Mm.
You know, it's not well made, and I think he was like, yeah, cool, oversized pants, but that's, like, not his niche, so
yeah.
it didn't work.
And I think, I do know what I think it is, because I don't have a streetwear aesthetic, but I do appreciate it. So when, whenever I go to Williamsburg in New York, I'm like a different person.
Yeah.
Whenever I go, I want to shave half my head off, dye it blue. And I feel like this is the bitch in Williamsburg that think, do you know what's one of my pet hates? I've got a long list of things I don't like.
Sure.
Don't let me get into that. But I don't like delusional people. Mm. One of my pet hates is somebody, we see it a lot in LA, the singer that can't sing, the actor that can't act, the model that's never going to be a model because it's just aesthetically looking at them, it's not happening. And same with this bitch. You know, I could see her strutting around Williamsburg thinking she's the hottest thing on earth. And I just want to be like, no, you're wrong. But anyway, moving on. Who else we got next, Michelle? Let's have a look.
Ooh, Dexter.
Ooh, what do we think of Dexter's?
Okay, so this came out on the runway and I was like, yes!
Yes, same.
It's fun. There's a big impact, dramatic. I think it'd be good for the stage. I could see this on Rihanna. Any of those type of artists. It's interesting.
It's actually funny, just quickly. A lot of the, we've said that a lot this season. For whatever reason, a lot of the designs are Rihanna worthy.
I know.
Yeah, it's
just
funny.
Just because they're like a little more outlandish, but they're still really fierce and fashion and fun, you know? And I feel like we're missing that from a lot of fashion today.
Yeah.
People aren't willing to go there, so it's like, that's for stage, you know? But but people love it on her. So,
yeah.
But I mean, I thought it was like super interesting how he mixed the two different greens together.
Yeah.
And I like just the shorts with it. I thought was a cool idea. I mean, have we seen this silhouette a little bit? We see strong shoulders around. But, like, I just thought it... I was like, yes, this is the winner.
Yeah, to me.
This is also, like, more of my aesthetic. I like that over-the-top fierceness. I think he did, like, some kind of shiny piping. And it was, like, all the attention to detail was there. Were the shorts perfectly fitted? No, that's why I give it a 9. But I think, you know, for a day of work, this is so... like impressive.
I actually don't know. I wrote 8 then 8.5, but it definitely was my favorite because it had that Beyonce walks out, who run the world, girl.
Oh yeah, exactly.
See, I like to relate them all to songs.
Yeah,
and I like
sure.
the shot, and I like the shoulder pads and the mix of the green. So I just thought, I thought she owned it. That's the one.
She felt like empowered in this outfit.
Yeah, that's the one that she's walking around. Well, she's walking around Soho. She's not. I don't even think she's in Williamsburg. It's a bit of a, it's such a New York vibe, isn't it? Streetwear.
Yeah, really, I love it.
Well, because obviously in LA, it's just too hot to be,
girls in LA, though, they'll wear whatever as long as it's cool, think.
They will, yeah.
They'll be like, I'm not taking my jacket off at this party because it's part of the outfit, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, me and a pool party, you've never seen me in the pool and you've never seen the blazer come off.
Right.
Yeah. But I just thought it was, I love when, and I think that's where we're actually headed, and that's my prediction for fashion. I think we're going to see more costume-like designs
for
every day.
I hope that's true.
Yeah, because all the performers now, you know, like the Katy Perry's, again, the Rihanna, the Lady Gaga, because she's actually refined herself a lot more.
Yeah.
And
no meat dresses.
Meat dresses, yeah, because, you know, you wouldn't want to be sitting next to her after a while. But I like that. It's almost like the music industry at the moment, I believe, is influencing... female fashion.
I hope that's true because I feel like people need to take more risks and be more fun.
Yeah.
I just see so much boring out there.
Yeah. And I think because obviously, as we all know, fashion is a product of the time and the environment and everything that's going on in history is reflected on the runway. And I think we've got all these, for the first time ever, the females are dominating the music industry.
Mm.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And we've got all these really super powerful, independent women. Like, even like a Miley Cyrus could wear that, you know?
She could.
She could, but she'd probably do something more. So I think that's actually influencing the runway. That's my opinion.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think a lot of runway now, high fashion is taking their cues from, you know, instead of trickle down, it's a little bit backwards. So they're taking their cues from different scenes. And I hope that's where it goes because that's what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think people should be more expressive.
Same. And that's why, like, I'm personally not a fan of her style now or her music. I think she's a bit trash. But, like, you know, someone like Nicki Minaj, when she first came out, you know, she was kind of mimicking, you know, Tokyo street fashion. And yeah, and Gwen Stefani, that's how she made her name, as
absolutely.
The Harajuku girls and all of that. And I think we're starting to see that again. So, love.
Yes.
Love, love, love. Awesome. Let's have a look who we've got next. Who's this, Michelle? Who have we got?
This one is Erin.
Erin.
And although I was impressed with her technique in the workroom.
Yeah, I think it's ugly.
It was a huge miss. I think the idea of the top is cool, but I've seen it before. And then the shorts with it is really strange to me. Yeah. The worst part about it is the embroidery, because it looks like you just kind of like, from far away, like on the runway, it looks like you put some hot glue on and stuck some duck feathers on. And random spots, there's no pattern or anything like that. I think if she would have chosen to do it like on the top or made a jacket with this stuff or had some kind of pattern where it was like some kind of thought process going on, I think it would have been successful.
Yeah.
And I personally would have made the outfit first and then embroidered it, because she spent like what, the entire day embroidering it, and then basically made the outfit in 2 hours the next day.
Yeah, and I it's just, and I hate it, because that's one thing I don't like about Australian culture is the tall poppy syndrome. You want to cut down the person on the top. But I know she's got a design aesthetic. I'm overseeing the same shit every week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just the embroidery. Like, it's like, well, can we just, it's a little bit too, I know what I'm going to get every time.
I guess so, but I think it's good to have a strong signature, but at the same time, you have to be successful at it. So this, there was like, the edges were all unfinished. She tried to kind of cover up the fact that her sleeves weren't done by saying, oh, I didn't want to do a normal sleeve, you know, and but she didn't have time. That was the real reason.
I'm always just like, you know, own it. And that's why we loved Alex, even though we're not loving him today because he's not in the studio. Because he just owned it.
Mm.
I can't handle. I mean, I know you've got to fight for yourself because it is a competition.
It's true. But I just think, like, you have to manage your time, and you should know that now. You're halfway in.
Yeah.
And there's not really anything super complicated about this outfit. The shorts, you know, aren't tight fitting, neither is the top. So you could have really finished it well and then decided, you know, strategically where your embroidery is going to go. Maybe it was on the shoulders, or maybe it's somewhere more attractive. It just looks like she sat, like, in a pile of hay, like, rolled around and then got out of some hay and then went, like, on the runway.
Yeah, I'm surprised she wasn't sneezing. I'm surprised she didn't have hay fever when she was walking out.
But I did like the technique, like, up close. It looks expensive. I just think it wasn't used in the appropriate way.
Totally. Well, you live and you learn. So you've still got some learning to do.
So I gave it a 4.
I gave it a 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, but now I look at it, I'm like, oh, 4. Mm,
I know. Sometimes you look at it a second time and you're like, no.
No, yeah. All right, let's move on. Here we have next, Michelle. Let's have a look.
Ooh, this is Jenny. Mm. And so it's a little basic, but she put all her work into kind of, she made this pattern on the denim with like a neon or like a red thread where she kind of stitched back
it's
and forth.
Cool though, yeah.
It looks cool, but then basically you're just creating a fabric and making a plain pair of pants and a top out of it.
I agree.
So I thought it was probably a lot of work to do the stitching, and it looked really cool as an outcome, but I think you still have to do something cool with it and impressive. It has to walk the runway and get a wow, and I didn't get that. I liked how she used the contrasting kind of bands on the pants and the top. I didn't really like how her girl was in flats, and then she's got this cropped pant. It makes her look really short and stubby.
It does. Yeah, that's what I noticed. And I always say, if a model, that's probably a few pounds underweight, looking a little bit stubby.
Yeah.
That's probably how's the everyday girl going to pull that off. Yeah.
Right. And I feel like even if she just would have added some more accessories, make it a little bling, it's more streetwear.
Yeah, yeah.
But I gave it a 6.
6? I gave it a 6 as well.
Okay.
This is funny. I think 1 week we randomly just weren't on the same page. We're just like, no. But yeah, we're usually on the same page. I don't know what it is. I'm just a little bit over Jen. Because
you have a thing.
I just have a thing. I like it personally, but I just think it's always a little bit mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of like, I don't, you know, like I've never had a moment where I'm like, oh, I know she won the dress last week, but I wasn't blown away by it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good, but I'm just never like, I'm just like, oh yes.
Yeah, don't feel inspired.
And I'm like, you know, when we were, you know, talk about some of the other looks, and I just feel like, oh my God, yes, I get really excited about it.
I know.
But like, I'm not.
She's safe.
I don't want to look through her wardrobe, you know? Yeah. But anyway, let's have a look. What else do we have? Where are we? We're on time crunch today.
Laurence
disappointed me this week.
Yeah.
Like the pants. Like, don't mind. I just think overall, it's not exciting. It's not exhilarating. Very well made, once again.
Very well made. Yes. And I feel like she pays attention to these details. You can see there's a gusset in the crotch of the pants, which helps the fit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of detail. The jacket probably took forever. But when we're looking at this as an outfit, it just looks like an outfit that you could pick up at any store. You know, yeah. It is red leather, but like, yeah, you could get it anywhere. And it's very well constructed and it's cute and it's stylish, but it's not like pushing the envelope for me.
Yeah. And I think this is my favorite model. Because I love it. Because of her, you know, her beautiful skin tone, that you can really play with so many different colors and all of that. And then I love a boss bitch, so I love the hair.
Yeah.
I love a Diana Ross. I think, oh, so much fun. And with streetwear, when you think about streetwear in New York, I would almost go neon. Like, I would go something really crazier. And, just think she had a little, it's just well made, but that's about it. Yeah.
I gave it an 8, but I think maybe a 7 is more. But also, like, I'm rating these, you know, designs in comparison to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So in comparison to a lot of other stuff in runway, it was a high score.
It was, yeah. I gave it a 7, but I really don't like it. But I just think
it's not bad. It's just not like amazing.
No, I'm not. If that wasn't on, you would never use that as your picture for your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be the, like, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe if you went to a really small town somewhere. And, you know, they had a few pieces from Laurent's. That's what they would style together.
Right.
Yeah, in the window. But yeah, let's see what else we've got.
Ma Jing. Yeah, I didn't think this was streetwear at all.
See, that's one thing I don't get about Ma Jing, because I'm, like, really rooting for him. I don't know.
And now I'm starting to see it from your point of view, because I feel like this is episode 7.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like he's still not pulling it together.
Yeah. It's like, you know, at the start, it's always great to go for the underdog, but I'm over it. And I'm just thinking, this is not street. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why have we got stilettos there with the, like, and it's
the dress. It's the dress. It's like a strapless, formal, shiny dress, cut to the knee, tight. And then the jacket I thought was cool when I saw it in the workroom with the slashes on the sleeves.
Yeah.
But then the proportions of it with the little waist tie, it doesn't make any sense to me as streetwear. It just doesn't.
I agree. So, do you know, I'm going to give him one more chance.
Okay.
But I don't know why.
One more chance, Ma Jing, and if you blow it next time, we're done.
I don't know why I've got a soft spot for him. It's getting a bit pathetic.
Me too. I feel like he has potential and he just isn't realizing it. I gave it a 4.
Well, I didn't even rate it.
Mm.
So I don't know. And I'm still unsure. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'm very disappointed. I felt like
we want to see awesome stuff from
her. Like, you know, Tyra Banks. I'll never forget on America's Next Top Model, where she had her, you know, her rage at one of the design contestants, and she's like, "We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I was rooting for you."
I know.
We were all rooting for you, but so you've got one more root in you.
Okay.
We're gonna root you one more time, uh-huh. I think. But after that, ta-ta, baby. But yeah, let's see what else. We're on a time crunch today. We're gonna knock these babies out.
Okay, so we have Natalia, and she's made this kind of like batwing cloak jacket with everybody's doing khaki drop crotch pants, I guess. To me, this looked really super boring. I'm really sorry, Natalia.
I hate her. That's a strong word. I think she's just so weak as a designer compared to the others. Right. Yeah, she needs to go.
I think the colors were blah. I think the design was blah. I think the jacket was sort of cool, the shape of it. But, I mean, it's been done. And then she kind of added this orange zipper, but it wasn't bright. It was just kind of blah. And she ended up on top, and I was really surprised because all I can describe this as blah. And the pockets were a cool idea, but I feel like everybody does these roundy patch pockets and they look real cheap and juvenile to me, so I gave it a 4.
I want her to go.
It's like, it's time. I feel like now we need to be really weeding out people.
That's why I said I need a double. I want Jen and Natalia just gone. I've had enough. But anyway, that's I'm just annoyed by her. I don't really rate her. I'm just like, oh, there we go again.
Right.
Of course we haven't delivered again. Yeah. When have we ever delivered? It's no surprise.
Mm-hmm. But you did like her neoprene outfit.
I did, yeah. I gave her that once, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's next one. What do we got? I think this is our second last look.
This one. Who is this?
Yeah, I might. It was a...
Roberry,
yes.
I almost forgot about Roberry. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, he made this kind of cool jacket. It wasn't streetwear to me at all. And then he made these weird shorts that look like swimming shorts to me. I didn't find anything, like, inspiring about it. I liked the coat, but it wasn't streetwear. I liked that he had color, but I didn't like any of the silhouettes, and I didn't, it kind of, it's just, the top is oversized, so it kind of just looks like she put on her boyfriend's swim shorts because she didn't have anything to wear.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed.
It makes it look bigger, because it's like, and then because what's happening is, because she's obviously got the white top, and then she's got these box-shaped, unflattering things, so it's actually making her look much bigger than she is. And it kind of reminded me of something that would be produced from your, you know, in high school, you know, your grade 10, your grade 11, that is into fashion and the fashion person at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they...
Well, it looks like PacSun.
Yeah. And it's, that's what they would... Well, we used to have casual dress day because you have to wear a uniform in Australia. So can you imagine on casual dress day? Mm. That was the fucking biggest runway on the world.
Yeah.
Oh, man, did I prepare for... you know, I looked fabulous. I love playing fashion police because it used to be about 4 times a year we would get it at school.
Oh, really? That's horrible.
Oh, I loved it. And you have to give it, you know.
No, but I mean, you only get to dress yourself 4 times a year. That's horrible.
For school, yeah. Oh, but, oh, did I play fashion police? Oh, yeah. Did we break it down?
Yeah.
Days and days and days. Best, you know, all of that. And that would be, you know, the designer that everyone loves and she's the best, but it's like we live in a small town. And it's not the best. But yeah, so sorry.
I gave it a 5. What did you give it?
I gave it a 4.
I gave it a 5 just because I like the jacket, but it wasn't streetwear.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Rick.
Mm.
I really liked this I gave it an 8-9.
Mm.
Just because I think it was really smart and it was really chic, but it was also really badass and apocalyptic kind of.
Yeah.
I think the raw edge thing is really hard to do, and I think he used it in a very smart way that looks expensive and cool. The only thing I would say is, like, he should have added some color, because from here it looks all black. It looks like it is a dark denim, but he should have added maybe a little color or something else to make it more of a wow piece. This is a cool street piece. If you saw it on the street, you'd be like, that girl is cool.
Yeah.
But it's not for runway. So that's why I didn't rate it higher.
Yeah, I gave it a 7.5. But I do like all black, which is surprising.
I do too, but I think it's difficult on TV and for the runway.
It doesn't. And I love the V-neck line. I love that. I love that it's sexy and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really impressed because it's safe, but yet it's still cool, yet it's still commercial.
I think it looked really professional. And,
I think it
and
did.
Cool.
And I think it was almost, what I like about it is it was something that you could almost still see in somewhere like Vince or a Club Monaco. It still had that that would be one of their cooler pieces.
It still looks expensive. It looks like it could be a high-end...
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll streetwear piece.
But then, and it could also be, so I think it would fall into different characters, but, you know, like your Vince girl could still wear that if she wanted to, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I love the whole outfit, but I would wear the top for sure.
Yeah. I'll wear the top as well.
Okay.
I like the top, yeah.
Rick, make us some tops and we'll wear them.
Tops. Is that it? Have we broken them all down?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were quick. So what did you think of the winner and what did you think of the loser?
Well, Laurence won and I really feel like Dexter deserved to win.
I agree.
Brick went home, which I thought was crazy.
Same. I was not expecting that at all, yeah.
You know, Natalia probably deserved to go home, which she was on the top. So I don't know. I'm confused. I barely ever agree with the judges, but... I would like to see Brick evolve more because I think he does have a good sense of this weird stuff. Like, he's like, stay weird. I think that's...
Like Jeremy Scott, he's got that.
I think he just needs to, like, practice a little bit more, like, on the silhouettes and honing it in and really refining that. But I think he could be awesome.
Yeah, and I'm all about the Laurence, so I'm a bit biased to Laurence.
Right.
I mean, you know, we always are. We always want, you know... Mm-hmm. So even if she isn't the best, I always just wanted to win. But, like, today I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. I think Dexter really brought it.
Right. I think so, too.
Yeah. And I was like...
They gave him such a hard time. I couldn't even tell if he was in the top or the bottom. I was like, you know, Nina loved it. And everybody else was like, no, we hate it. And I don't know. But Dexter, whatever. Keep keep doing it, because
yeah, because I think, and I think, yeah, I don't understand, like, I don't, yeah, I just don't understand how, yeah, I just don't understand how Brick went home. I don't.
Yeah, that was, just blew my mind.
And I, this is going to sound so horrible, but I'm just, I, you know, I'm a bit unfiltered, I just say what I think, and maybe it is because I am only just waking up, but I almost felt like, Natalia, his cock are you sucking?
Ooh.
To be, to stay in the competition.
That's brutal.
That is a bit brutal. But that's just what came out of my mouth.
I think sometimes the judges just get somebody or they don't get somebody. And Brick, I don't think they got him, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting Brick. I'm not getting Natalia.
And so I don't either. But I feel like, you know, you only have 3.5 judges. And, I mean, it can go either way. I mean, there's lots of, it's like I said last week, I'd love to see a fan vote. Because,
yes,
you do have these people from the industry and stuff, but everybody kind of has different opinions. It's like me, you, we agree a lot, but sometimes we don't. And
yeah,
if
yeah.
we had, you know, another 2 hosts, we probably wouldn't all agree. And so you have 3 judges, and it's up to them to choose, and sometimes they just, they agree or they don't with, or they vibe with a certain designer or they don't, so.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, I obviously like streetwear, but, I mean, like couture, like I'm like any, mm-hmm. I'm like woo, like
yeah.
I'm like any couture designer or anyone that does, you know, red carpet gowns or cocktail dresses,
right?
Or the or you know, or just wedding dresses. I'm like, they win all the time.
Yeah, yeah, because that's what you're into.
That's what
yeah,
I'm into.
I
yeah.
get it.
So so that's that. But what are you thinking about next week?
I don't know. I'm just rooting for Dexter now. I was kind of like an Aaron fan, but I think Dexter now. I want him to win the whole thing.
I'm changing because I'm always Laurence.
Oh yeah,
but
Laurence is good too. I like him. But yeah, I feel more excited by Dexter.
Same, and that's what it is. And when Laurence won, see, I'm so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jumping from team to team.
Mm-hmm. It happens, and
yeah, yeah.
every week they show us something different. Like
yeah.
with Laurence, I think she's more refined, but Dexter, I think, is more fun and innovative.
Yeah, like we haven't seen it before, and we don't know what we're gonna see next.
Right.
But that's exciting. But anyway, tell our super fans where they can find you, Michelle Uberes.
All right, guys, you can find me on Instagram and the tweet.
Yes, the tweet. That's good. Yeah.
At Uberest, and my website is michelleuberest.com.
Perfect, and you can find me on the tweet at Dan Babick with an underscore after Babick. Instagram's the same, but without the underscore. And we will see you next week. Have a very safe weekend. Don't drink too much because it's Halloween on the Monday.
Mm.
So we don't want any too many casualties in the local hospitals. So
Or
candy overdoses. You've got to be careful of the sugar. But it's been a great show, and we will see y'all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.